For our next story, we're off to Koreatown. That could refer to any number of Korean communities across the U.S. because Koreatown isn't just one place. That's what chef Dookie Hong and food writer Matt Rodbard discovered when they set off on a road trip to do research for their new cookbook.
So Dookie, we went to Duluth, Georgia, which is not the place that many would expect to have this bustling Korean American population, but we found like this incredible, it was kind of like a pocha, right?
Yeah, it was like a little hole in the wall, like old Korean movie posters, which was really kind of cool for me to see. And then just a karaoke. So there was like, after you eat, you don't have to go anywhere. It's just like,
What struck me was that it was like, Koreatown is often thought of these really cosmopolitan centers. You know, New York, it's on 32nd Street and really bustling. And in LA, they've got these skyscrapers and it goes for miles and miles. But in Duluth, it was this one Korean restaurant in an abandoned strip mall. And it was built like a movie theater. Mm. You know, finding this little pocket in America in a place where you really don't find a lot of Korean Americans living, you know, in the South. And there's pockets, but when you go to those pockets, you discover these really passionate cooks who are cooking the food that you would find in Seoul, that you would find in LA. Koreatown really isn't a place; it's ethic.
Absolutely, it's a mindset. I think it really confirmed that when we were there, because there's no reason for Koreans to be there in the middle of Georgia, and the fact that there is, and it's not only that they're there, but they're thriving there, and they're really just like. Really being a part of that community. Well, if we had to pick a recipe that really defines kind of our cookbook, that one dish would be our kaibijim, which is a braised beef short ribs, but kind of our take on it is the usage of the crock pot.
Yeah, right? which is true Americana. You know, this is a dish that's typically made in a pan and done over fire, but we found in Koreatown, in America, many are using crock pots.
I think the beauty of it is, like you said, it's so American, like so iconic. But then the dish is so Korean. Yeah. Like, we got Asian pears in their soy sauce. We got dates, mushrooms. Like, it's a really hearty dish. And then we love the crockpot idea because it was one of those, set it and forget it type of deals.
And often for me, growing up, it's set and forget it is usually like a pot roast or sloppy joes. But when I tested this in my small kitchen in Brooklyn, I put all the ingredients together and I turned it on, went away for a couple hours, came back, and my apartment transformed into Koreatown.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad, Dookie. Yeah. Nice job with that one. I mean, it smelled incredible. I mean, it was all these wonderful East Asian flavors. Mm-hmm. I think my neighbors were kind of jealous. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
What are you guys doing over there?
What are you guys doing down there?
Food writer Matt Rodbard and chef Dookie Hong. They're the authors of Koreatown, a cookbook, which is just out. You can find the recipe for crockpot kaibijim, dish they just described, at PRI.org. This is The World.